Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Festus, welcome. Greg Papa and John Lund, welcome back to KNBR. And we want to get right to the crux of the matter, because you were a teammate of his. You were a guy who won championships, played in the highest level of basketball games. You had to battle hell yourself with, you know, profound knee injuries, which you didn't have the length of career you should have had, because you had to battle those. And Clay, who was indestructible most of his career, knee, and then the Achilles. So just from a pure emotional standpoint, knowing him and loving him the way you do, what do you think about what's going to happen on Sunday night, Festus?
Fellas, good morning. Greg,
hey, man.
John, thank you guys for having me. It's always good to hear your voices. Clay, I'm really so excited. I'm actually flying in for that game. I'm going to be covering as well. And I'm really excited for my brother, because I know how hard it is. It's tough. You know, that's the part of our sport and the part of our job is probably the worst part, right? It's not being able to do your job and the thing that we love so much, and knowing how much he puts into the game, into the work. I'm just really excited for him. It's been 900 plus days since he played basketball, and I know it's going to be a lot of nerves. You know, it's like you're back in high school again, and just that big game. But I'm excited for him to get back on the court, and basketball has missed him, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt. Festus Ezeli joining us. You can see him on Warriors pre- and post-game live. You know, I was looking at your Twitter feed today, and you have a pinned tweet up there back from 2017 of some of your rehab. And, you know, I can't even imagine that Clay would rehab the knee, and then on that draft day over a year ago, he would then rip the Achilles and have to start the process all over again. And those kind of things happen to you, where you were just rehabbing and rehabbing and rehabbing. What is that like when you're constantly doing it, and maybe at some point you can't see the end of the tunnel there?
Yeah, especially the start of the process. You know, that's the mental part of the journey is the worst part, because you're just sitting there and you have to work on learning how to bend your knee again. You're trying to get range of motion back. Like, I can't imagine what he's going through. I mean, I've been through my own fair share, and it's been years and years of me going through rehab and training. But man, just knowing that and knowing how hard it's been for me, and, you know, crutching and learning how to, you know, and then you try to get on the court again and try to learn how to move your body and get your coordination back. Things that you don't think about. Now you have to learn how to, like you're a kid trying to learn to walk again. So I know how that journey goes. And for somebody like Clay, who's also trying to get back to the all-star level, with the Warriors having championship dreams and hopes this season, it's a lot riding on his shoulders. But knowing that the Warriors are winning and they're playing with the chemistry that they have, I think for him it's taken a little bit of pressure off. But still, you know, the Warriors have championship aspirations, and they need Klay Thompson to be at least some form of version of himself to have those dreams. So there's some pressure, but at the same time, I know how much work he's put in. I know how much pride that he has in his game, and so we're excited to have him on the court again.
Yeah, it's exactly 941 days since Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and Danny Green running him down the last ever game at Oracle, June the 13th of 2019, Festus versus January the 9th of 2021, and what we're looking at on Sunday. This is probably the most anticipated Bay Area return from injury in history. I mean, up there with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Buster Posey, all the greats. He's been out so long, way longer than any of them. And he's Clay. I mean, he's Clay. Everybody loves Clay. And you were drafted a year after you saw him as a young guy. I've watched him mature from kind of a shy, you know, introverted guy, and now he's out there, and I think he's changed even during the rehab the last 30 months or so, going through hell like he's gone through. But you know him so well. You were a teammate of his, a contemporary of his, played in the biggest games, won the biggest games in the history of NBA basketball. What was it? What has Klay Thompson been to you from when you first met him to what he's become now, Festus?
We all talk about Klay and his shooting ability, but I think one of the things that we don't emphasize enough is his competitive, like, he has this drive to be better, to just be a guy, like, he always wants to win. And he has this drive to be better. I don't remember Klay being a defensive stopper in college, right? And he gets to the NBA.
Nobody in the wazoo knows, the Palouse, yeah. They don't remember that either, Festus.
Right. And so you get to the NBA, and the competition obviously is tougher in the NBA, but he steps up, and Mark Jackson challenges him and says, hey, you have the ability to do this. And he doesn't just become a defender. He becomes one of the best defenders in the NBA. And that's one of the reasons we even started this whole run that the Golden State Warriors have been of winning championships in the first place, right? Because Klay takes the responsibility of guarding the best player on the other team. And then he has to come back and score 20-plus points a night. So, you know, the competitive streak for Klay is going to show even in this process as well. I've seen games where Klay shot badly and we lost, and he left the arena in his full gear, in his full Warriors uniform, to go to the practice facility when we were in Oakland to go shoot some more because he was so upset. So I know that nobody holds himself to a higher standard than Klay. I'm just really excited for one, like, just baseline. I'm excited for him to just get back to basketball, the thing that he loves, because I saw him through the rehab process. I know how hard it is to go through something as hard as this and having to start over after you already conquered one really huge mountain with the knee and then having the Achilles. So these are two really, really hard injuries to come back from. But if there's anybody that can do it, I think Klay can.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Talking about Klay Thompson's return on Sunday against the Cavaliers with, of course, NBA champion and Warrior Festus Ezeli. He's going to be there pre- and post-game for NBC Sports Bay Area. The mental side of it, I have no idea. I'm not an athlete. I've never come back from injuries like this. The physical side, we all say, okay, he's recovered. But what's the mental side coming back from an injury like this?
It's trusting your body again. It's also understanding that it's highs and lows, right? Like you have to go through a rehab process where you have to gain strength. And even as much as you want to train and do everything else, there's no condition that you have for basketball other than basketball. And so this next journey is going to be another part of his rehab where he has to adjust. And coming into a season midway through where your team is rolling, you have these expectations like, yo, he comes in and the Klay Thompson of the past will be 20 points a game and playing 30 minutes a game, and that's not how rehab works, you know. So I think we need to taper expectations, at least for, you know, I know that he's going to have those high expectations of himself, but taper expectations and let him get into the groove and let him get back into the flow of playing the game again and then playing Warriors basketball and then playing as Klay Thompson. So there's levels to the whole thing, to the rehab process for him. But like I said, nobody holds him to a higher standard than himself, right? There's a reason why he's been an all-star in this league. There's a reason why he's one of the best shooters of all time. You know, this is somebody who came from Washington State, and we didn't know what we were going to get, right? We got a scorer, but we're still trying to figure it out, and now he's one of the best players in the NBA. So, like I said, really excited. I know this emotional process is really tough.
Yeah, and for him, And again, I think he's changed as a human being over the years and going through this arduous process. He's going to be emotional. I know what it means to Steph and Draymond and Andre and Steve and the old guard and everybody that has touched him. So what are you bracing for? I mean, to me, this is the ultimate cheers and tears. I mean, there's going to be a thunderous ovation when he's announced. And then there's going to be how do you play a game at the emotion of this? How do we all brace for what is coming to our coming our way about 5:40 on Sunday evening?
Well, you guys, for one, there's a new Clay in town. I don't know if you guys realize that he's on social media. He's talking. He's on the boat.
That's not the same Clay you played with, though, is it? That's like the alter ego Clay. That's not the same guy, is it?
So this is the Clay I know being his teammate, but it was never something. He was never really a guy to be out there on social media speaking and do all these things. So I'm excited for this new Clay as well, because I think to some degree some things in life happen for us to bring something out of us. I don't know what it is for Clay, right? There's a podcast that I run. It's called Rebuilding the Beast. And it's about these things, trials and tribulations that people go through that end up being and working in their favor in some way. And there's a lot of tragedies that happen in life, but this is one of them. And I can't wait to see what comes out of this for Clay, because I think from watching him, from seeing him, from having conversations, he's a better human being. Right? That's what happens when you go through challenges and you keep persevering. So what am I bracing for? Man, just the love. I know it's going to be an emotional night, especially for him. I want to be there just to support my brother, to watch and to see, understanding how hard it's been and, you know, how much work he's put in. Just to see him on the court again will be the best thing ever.
Festus Azili joining us. By the way, you mentioned your podcast, Rebuilding the Beast. I love the logo. It's very cool. Check out Festus, his podcast, Rebuilding the Beast. In terms of, because I'm assuming this, but it would seem to me that Clay is about one of the easiest players ever to fold back in, because he doesn't need the ball. He catches, he shoots, he doesn't have an ego. You know, got to get me the ball X amount of times. I mean, it would seem to me that as far as a superstar is concerned, he's about as easy as it gets in terms of coming back and folding him into everything.
Absolutely, especially in a system like the Warriors, where it's not like we have to sit here and tell him to go create a bunch of shots for himself, right? It's a lot of moving, screening, and cutting, and so we understand that he hasn't been playing, right? So he's going to be a little bit out of shape. And so that's what you need to get shots off. You need your legs. And so maybe the first couple of shots, maybe they go in, maybe they go long. Maybe he's nervous and stuff. And I just expect him to get tired quickly, which is kind of crazy to say, because Clay never got tired in the past. So I always thought he was some kind of bionic freak. And it's amazing. He never got tired. He always played that defense at a high level. And throughout the game, even when people were getting tired. So I know it's going to be a whole learning experience for him, right? Like I said, it's going to be trying to learn your body again. So I don't really expect much, because I don't want, you know, I don't want to put that pressure on Clay. I just am excited to see him on the court. And just even having him on the court is a threat, right? Because you still got to, he's still Clay Thompson, so you still got to guard him. So seeing the team, I don't know if Steph and Draymond are going to be playing on Sunday, but I think either way, it's going to be exciting for the guys to see him on the court. And for, you know, he's been also a vocal leader for the team on the bench. So excited to see him evolve in that way as well.
So what do you give me a play call? Do you call – Steve doesn't call a lot of plays, but, you know, and Steph, we'll see if he goes in this game, but you could run a floppy where they come off, the baseline curls. Do you run them off a pin down? Do you think they call a play to get Clay the first shot of the game, or do they just let it go organically?
Heck yeah.
Which one? Organic or called play?
But you know what, though? The way I see that working out is that everybody's going to know the ball's going to Clay, and it's going to be an easy pass for somebody for a dunk, right? Because they're going to jump and just see. But just as we are excited to see Clay, the opponents are excited, or not excited, but they're also curious. What is this monster that's going to be added to the juggernaut that is the Warriors already? So people are nervous around the league. They're watching and saying, man, we hope Clay doesn't come back as Clay. But like I said, knowing his competitive spirit, I expect every after timeout play to be called for Clay. I would do that. just to get him to get back in his rhythm and, you know, to see the ball go through the hoop, I think. You know, if the first shot goes in, I'm actually kind of scared for what happens after that.
place, the roof is going to blow off. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to need to stop the game. I mean, it's going to be nuts.
I'm talking about what he's going to do after that, because all you need to do sometimes, you know, him and Steph, all they got to do is see the ball go through the hoop, yep. And then they go on these crazy barrages. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Nice stuff, man. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and thanks as always for the insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.